You're listening to Afternoons
with James Valentine on ABC Radio Sydney.
Anne-Louise Bouvier is our physiotherapist in resident and, just you need a moment, adjunct fellow, Macquarie University. Congratulations, adjunct fellow.
Thank you. Well, it's nice that you're referring to me by my proper title.
That's a new thing, isn't it?
That is new. It was very exciting.
Can we call you? What do you get with that? Do you get a professor with that? Or no?
That'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Just a nice professorship, an adjunct professor.
I'm not really sure what it is. Does it mean you're standing next to a fellow? Or what's an adjunct fellow?
I don't know. It sounded very good, and they said we'd like to make one. I said, sure, that'd be great.
Oh, do they ring you up?
They send you it. Well, they kind of just say, you've been sort of, you know, recognised. I've been doing a lot of work with the School of Medicine and Allied Health.
Mm-hmm.
So in fact, I was helping sort of with their development of their business degree, actually.
Right.
Like the business part of the medical and allied health degree.
So you've been hanging out
been
there,
hanging
doing
out
stuff,
and doing some lecturing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sort of never really wanted to do my PhD. It's not kind of my thing, really. But I've done a lot of kind of extra work beyond the thing, and I think they have a good look at your CV and then they say, I think we'd like to make you an adjunct fellow.
Oh, so is it a lazy person's PhD?
It probably could be. See, the thing with me is I like creative stuff and all this stuff, but if I've got to drill down into the minutiae of a PhD, I think that could be like sticking pins in my eyes.
Lazy person's PhD. Exactly what I said. I just relate to myself. That's right.
Anyway, so it's very, very nice, and I was very, very thrilled.
Well done. Lovely to, that's terrific news for you, and lovely to have you along, as always. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about fashion today.
Yes.
In particular,
the fashion that's bad for you
and quite dangerous for you. Let's start with the handbag, though, because, I mean, many people, you know, you've only got to be over 25 to know the high heels are a nightmare.
That's right.
Handbags, who knew? What's the problem with handbags?
Well, I think that maybe 25% of the women that we would see in the clinic with neck pain, you could trace back to the handbag.
Right.
Because it's when things go in and out of fashion. So at the moment, the tote is big in fashion, right? So the minute a big bag, and that's probably a function of the laptop, that now everyone's carrying their laptop around. And so you're putting, you're putting your laptop in there and then you've got the big bag. But even my mum, it's amazing actually when you go, like if you hang out at Dave Jones' bag department, which you probably don't, but I will hang out there and I'll just have a little feel of how heavy a lot of these bags are before you put anything in them.
Mm.
So, you know, they're quite stiff leather.
Right.
And they could be a kilo and a half. Before you even,
your big tote. Yeah.
But even some of the small ones, because they've got lots of different sort of, compartments and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I know the wife's Jane Birkins are very weighty.
What, the $15,000?
Six or eight of them, I think, you know.
I think it's the sheer.
Is that what they are, Jane Birkins?
I think it is a Birkin, a Birkin stock.
A Birkin bag, yeah.
I know
yeah.
the Birkin stock, but yeah. not the Birkin bag. But the big part of the problem is they're heavy to start off with. And if they're wide, so what the problem is that if someone, they'll either strain your neck because you're hanging it on your neck. So there's these nerves that come down out of your neck, go down into your shoulder. It's called your brachial plexus. So it's basically this whole kind of web of nerves that go underneath, like through the top of your shoulder.
Mm.
So if you're putting 5 kilos just hanging on it, then over time people start getting pain. But it's so funny how few people relate the handbag. So, you know, I can treat
someone. But you're only carrying it from, you know, you're carrying it from the Pajero into the nail salon. Come on. How much of a problem could it be?
Oh, that's right, James. That's all women do, exactly. And so do you know there's a big fashion this year of those, they're like neoprene bags. I don't know if you've seen them. They've got like an electrical cord, like your ironing cord.
Yeah, right.
They're very fashionable this year. And you see them everywhere. But they're like having, imagine, two ironing cords strung over your shoulders for hours.
So you've got you know, the bag itself might be a kilo or so. Then you've got, you know, a kilo and a half or so of laptop. Then you've got your, you know, everything else in there, another kilo of stuff.
That's
so
it.
You've got minimum three or four.
Yeah.
And you're putting it on a thin bit of string.
Exactly.
Or something that's not designed to be.
That's it.
It's meant, you know, the intention is that you'll hang on to it in your hand.
Yeah.
Is it better if you hang on to it in your hand than if you put it over the shoulder?
Yes and no. It depends how you hold it. So if you are the sort of person that holds your bag, basically you've got to sort of look at your levers. So if you bend your elbow and so you're actually using your biceps to kind of hold it, then that takes a bit of the load off your shoulder. A lot of people just like hang it like, you know, gorilla arms, and then that's just as bad. The other thing we see, surprisingly, is when people got a heavy bag and then they hang it, they walk like the queen,
hanging on the crook of the elbow. Arm. Yeah,
and then they get elbow pain from it. So you kind of, there is, it's amazing. And I'll say to people sometimes, like I'll be standing at Woolies, you know, as you do, and you see people get, particularly older people, young people probably now, they just have like one card. But older people will get out these enormous wallets, you know, that are full of every loyalty card. You know, my mum's got, you know, I have to take my, you know, card from Peter Shepherd and my card from this and card from that. And so they're so thick, these the wallets are nearly
a half
2 kilos.
Too. right there.
That's right.
Now, maybe you've had this issue. Maybe you're sort of suddenly thinking, oh, my Lord, that's me. We're talking about the danger of the handbag, 1-300-222-702. Maybe you've weighed your handbag. I mean, basically, you could have people who wouldn't be able to get onto Jetstar. With the handbag.
Do you know?
With the handbag.
I mean, like, I have
7 kilos. I'm sorry. Step back, madam. That's $60.
Absolutely. You know? That's right. And the thing is with Jetstar, I don't know. Like, not that I would ever do this, but I'm told that people, you know, like, I'll fastidiously weigh the carry-on,
that
bag, but I'm hoping to slip those extra kilos.
Well, that's right. You feel as though, no, but this is a handbag. My carry-on luggage is this.
You
this
didn't
giant
say,
thing.
You didn't say that I had to weigh that because often you do see that put the laptop in there.
So the handbag is kind of uniquely undesigned not for carrying, really. Like it's you'll have a lot of stuff in it.
That's it.
Or if it's small, there's not much you can put in it. And I suppose that's the that,
–
in
a
sense, that's
the
then it's not very useful. You know, but – I suppose what's happening is you're describing a bag that's grown to accommodate modern life, but none of those accessories of modern life should be carried in a handbag.
That's exactly right. You're totally right. And even just, you know, I'm actually obsessed with not carrying too much because I tend to find that I do get neck pain when I go. You'll find some people just go, oh, yeah, it doesn't worry me at all. Mm. But I'll tend to go, oh, God, feel that phone. Mm. And I'll go, well, that's a heavy phone. Mm. But then you like the big screen phone. So, you know, that's going to be. Or do you take your iPad with you if you know, going certain places? So a lot of it will say to people, go through your bag. Do you really need, you know, all those different things? Do you know the other thing that a lot of women now we see are carrying their shoes? In their handbag as well.
Yeah,
so they'll walk to the bus in one pair of shoes and then they'll have a second pair of shoes.
Well, then you've got the water bottle.
The water bottle.
Yeah, that's a half kilo or a kilo.
Absolutely. It weighs as much in litres as it does in grams.
Right. That's right.
So, you know, half litre water bottle. That's right.
So it's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? Because really all of what we're describing should be in the backpack, right?
That's it.
That's how you should carry a laptop, a water bottle, a pair of shoes. You know,
in the backpack.
Yeah.
But so many people would prefer the handbag. Mm. And, you know, the thing with the handbag as well is if you – I think a lot of it comes down to really if you're going to get a lovely handbag. Oh, that's the other thing, people who swap bags as well. So if you're the sort of person who likes their Birkin on one day and their, you know, lemon-coloured whatever on another day.
Well, it's got to match my shoes. Come on.
and what shoes they are.
That's right.
And so if you – if you are swapping your bags back and forth as well, then you'll often find that, you know, having to put all those extra things into different bags and then remembering to take that bag and all that sort of stuff. Whereas, you know, when you go to the airport and they have those bag shops, often they're the best places to buy bags because a lot of people, there's been a lot of thought into people who travel a lot.
Yeah, right.
And so you'll see really light fabric and you'll see like very clever pouches and, and all that sort of stuff. I find them really fascinating.
Yeah, but then that's going to be something if you use it all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
you're not going to.
That's it. You're not going to swap it.
It's a fascinating area because someone's just said we need big bags to be environmentally aware. water bottle, reusable coffee cup, phone, device chargers, all that sort of stuff. So all of this stuff comes with, you know, other, if you, it's not just the phone, it will often be the charger if you're out all day, that and that kind of thing, maybe a little spare battery, a little bag of nuts, you know, an orange in case you get, so you're really talking, you're talking about going off on an expedition. Every morning.
As you leave. And now, you know, a really big change has been the agile working.
Yeah.
So, you know, people can't just leave their water bottle at work. Like, this place that I'm consulting at the moment is the full-on hip, groovy, you know, trendy
place. Is it a hub?
It is a hub. It is so cool. And everyone looks about 12. And the girls all look like supermodels. So, you know, you kind of turn up and you go, I just feel a little bit daggy here. But everything has to be packed away to the nth degree. And
I see what you mean.
You've got to take everything.
You're carrying everything around.
And also
with
people
you,
bring their lunch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a really interesting...
Well, that's right. I've made a gluten-free poke bowl and, you know, I'm going to have to bring it with me. The the interesting thing here is, really, is that you can start to feel as though there's a whole marketing opportunity here, really, to start making stylish backpacks. Stylish... Is the satchel any better if you wear it... I'm a bit of a satchel guy.
I know.
So
no,
wear
it's definitely
over the
better.
Other shoulder.
Yeah, definitely better.
And the weight's on the opposite hip. Is that better?
Exactly. Yeah. And also the really good thing about that is the width of the strap. You know, a wider, flatter strap will distribute weight a whole lot better. And the flatter it is to your body, the better it is as well. Mm. So you'll definitely see all sorts of differences if you do that. See, I'll tend to do the backpack and the handbag.
Right.
So I'll do the handbag for the stuff like my Opal card and things I've got to grab quickly. Mm. And then I'll have the chargers, the laptop, all that sort of stuff in the backpack.
Yep.
So it's sort of like you're distributing all this weight around your body so that you're just not loading it up.
Yeah, yeah. And the backpack should always be the two straps on.
Absolutely.
The backpack slung over one shoulder.
You know, year six.
That's right. But also up on your shoulders,
yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So sort of tighter and closer to your body.
Yeah.
But again, you know, there's a huge number of backpacks, you know, that really do nothing. Mm. You know, you can see them hanging out back.
Yeah.
And that's often a problem too.
This is why I thought there's almost enough just to talk about handbags because it is such an interesting area. Yeah, yeah. I mean, look at what we've unpacked. like we've got a crucial urban problem, that is, we tend to carry a lot of stuff around with us now, as you're describing, different working environments and the rest of it. And we're using, many are using something not designed for that at all, causing further damage. So if you've got, if this is you, 1-300-222-702 is our number if you want to join on in. Some good texts coming in and we might ring you back, see if we can get you in the conversation. But maybe this is you. Maybe you found a solution. Maybe you're someone that's said, look, this was causing me grief. Mm. It was ridiculous. I was ruining handbags, you know, with too much stuff. And you found a solution for it. You might like to join in. 1-300-222-702. A mate has a stealth vest for travelling. It takes a laptop, charger, drone, camera. Oh, I see. So it's like you put everything in your vest and then it's not...
It's like the fishing vest.
Well, it's not carry-on.
Yeah.
It's not in your bag. It's a stealth vest, you see.
Wow.
You put the laptop in there and all that sort of stuff.
And so you just look enormous.
You just look enormous and a bit odd.
Oh,
you know?
I love that.
What about a cool shopping Jeep with pouches, says Jade. And this is the interesting thing, isn't it? Like, I'm surprised how reluctant schools seem to be to start to insist that kids use a pull-along, you know, with wheels as a school bag. And this is a bit the same, isn't it? Because really what you're talking about, if you were, say, the mobile worker, is you should have a pull-along, right?
Well, see, that's what I've bought, this little, like the smallest sort of roll, you know, four-wheel carry-on.
Mm.
And if I'm having a day where I know I'm going to be gone all day and I've got my lunch and I've got my shoes and I've got, you know, all those things like that, I take that and you're so happy.
Yeah.
Like you're just walking along.
That's right.
Like with this thing right next to you and you just think, why don't I do this? But, you know, you sit in a bus with it and you've got to try and wedge it between two seats.
Yeah,
forget it.
True.
But then it does make you stand up in the bus, which is quite good.
But then it's the same. But you've got the same problem. If you've got the backpack and public transport, same problem.
Yeah.
You know,
true,
that's going to get in everyone's way. And the oversized handbag. It was a nightmare on public transport.
That's
because
right.
It bangs into everyone and you're going to feel crammed with it if you're standing.
It's
and
true.
Stuck on your shoulder if you're standing.
It's true, but it's easier to put it on your lap.
I think you feel probably quite insecure as it, well.
Yeah, that's
security-wise, it's sort of...
But it is easier to kind of nurse it on your lap than a whole four-wheeler kind of backpack.
Yeah.
Having said that, I love the four-wheeler. I mean, everyone laughs because I kind of unpack it and it's like... But wait, I also have, all this in it.
Yeah.
But it really does save a world of pain. So if you're having treatment over and over again for
neck pain,
shoulder pain, pins and needles in your arms, all that sort of stuff, often, and even a lot of men I see, they'll have the, say for travelling, you'll see people going back and forth to Melbourne, say, you'll see these guys with these enormous, not wheely, sort of laptop bags.
Yeah.
Packed to the gunnels, with clothes and everything, just single hold it in your hand.
Yep.
And that's enough to give you so many problems.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Did you used to see briefcase elbow?
Oh, was totally. There,
was that a thing? Because I think it's like quite fascinating the way the briefcase has vanished.
Yeah.
It's just not a thing that anyone uses anymore. So when people had a very heavy briefcase, that would have been the same thing. Just drag the shoulder out.
And you often saw elbow pain, like, sort of like a tennis elbow kind of pain from the constant holding of the briefcase, which is probably why in time... It has kind of disappeared, but then we did not carry stuff. I can remember those, old Globite suitcases, and you'd kind of open it up and there'd be one Vegemite sandwich in it.
And an exercise book.
And it'd all be rattling around.
Yeah, yeah. Robin says carpenter nail bags can do the same sort of thing. So if you've got the...
Is
when you put the stuff around your hip and you've got the bags, all the tools, I'd imagine that'd be quite good, wouldn't it? All the weight's distributed on your hip, it's where it should be.
It is good, but
the hammer's hanging off here and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but I remember we used to have a friend years ago who he worked in the city as an accountant, but the minute he got home, he couldn't wait to strap on his tool belt and do things around the house. But we often saw problems, say, with police. Same thing, they've got to carry an enormous amount of, they've got
stuff everywhere.
Everything. Yeah. But if you've got too much around the ring of your pelvis, which is kind of around there, it can actually create a lot of problems. So up to a certain weight, it's actually better to have things sort of around there. Mm. But you get to a certain weight of the belt.
Right.
And also, I guess, if you've got slimmer hips and all that sort of stuff can create enormous problems as well. So I think there's actually all these rules and regulations, like safety rules and regulations around emergency service, how much they can carry.
I would have thought cops might almost be having a problem now because you look at them and they are covered in stuff.
In stuff, it's true.
And then it's a vest. And then it's got to be high vis and then this has got all this, bulging with sort of tasers and wirelesses and guns and torches. And
but there is an entire industry now around... checking out how, what is safe for people to wear, what weight, what heaviness, what temperatures, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
That especially in first responders, because they are, they're going in and they've got to have all their stuff ready for battle. Mm.
It's almost really what we're looking at is what's needed to me is design solutions.
Yeah.
So what we tend to be doing is then adapting something from bushwalking or luggage, which is sort of then, and maybe it's just an aesthetic, but it's still, it won't be quite right for what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone pulled back and said, okay, what does a working woman need in order to get around the city?
You'd
design something quite different. You'd come up with something sort of quite schmick.
Then the big issue is you need Kim Kardashian or someone like that to wear it.
An influencer.
That's right. So whoever's the most influence of those things. Because a lot of young people.
An adjunct fellow from Macquarie University couldn't.
It's not going to cut it.
Wouldn't be the same thing.
It's not going to go. I laughed my head off when I was at Macquarie recently. Not that you think that physios are daggy, but I had a quick cast around the room and virtually everybody had very sensible shoes and and backpacks, and I thought, see, now there are people that are not going to get problems. But unfortunately, fashion wise, if the fashion is X, then you could design the most amazing thing. It's interesting
Because we are talking about people who have to get from the limo to the photo shoot. So the size of the bag.
With people
who probably don't carry their laptop or water bottle. The assistants got all that. They're just carrying the bag.
They're just carrying the bag with nothing in it, with not even the credit
that's
card.
That's right, with their phone, you know. That's a selfie in the bag, you know.
So. So for real people, and I guess as well, until it becomes a problem, until you get pain or you hit enough people or whatever, nobody, like, it doesn't matter how much you say to people, you know what, you're going to get problems.
Mm.
Nobody takes any notice.
No.
You know, which is.
But that's what I mean. Like, so many of these things are then a design thing that if it's not, you know, if it doesn't sort of match.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a professional working person, you need to turn up looking smart.
Yeah.
You can't turn up with sort of lumpy looking luggage
that
looks as though you're, you know, just off the flight necessarily.
So
you're
maybe this is the next big thing then is to design. This could be our next
thing. I'm quitting now
and
I'm marketing the whole thing. Just before we go, we might do heels next time, but just quickly, heavy jewellery can cause problems. I suppose in a similar way. By the time you've got the handbag dragging here,
and the jewels, so there's this kind of fashion at the moment for these really kind of groovy but really big chunky necklaces. And same thing. If you've got it on for any length of time, you have to watch this when you're wearing your alderman's rose.
Yeah,
your alderman's change. But in the Greater Sydney planning,
how heavy would they be? Like, do people have a kilo of plastic?
But often they're metally.
Right.
So they're not just plastic. So they're kind of this.
I would have thought
heavy
that would
metal.
Be uncomfortable. Like, if you put on something heavy like that, you would automatically just kind of go, "This is a bit uncomfortable."
You get used to it, but over time, it can really give you a really nasty pain in the neck. Yeah. So it's really interesting when you see a patient and they'll kind of go, "Oh, you know, I've got this terrible pain, you know, any reason why?" No, nothing, you know. And then you'll see them, you know, a couple of days later and they've walked in with this incredibly heavy piece of jewellery and you go, "How can you wear that?" You know, and then you start drilling down, it's just something really simple that you just haven't thought about. So,
very interesting. Somebody just said that they get neck shoulder pain caused by the plastic ball thrower for the dog.
that would be a big one.
But I thought that was meant to minimise the point of the ball thrower was to.
Obviously still doing maybe, you know, girl throws.
Maybe. I would have thought you'd be the last
No, I do girl throwing. Yeah. I'm afraid I can't get that power through the shoulder.
But isn't that because you've actually got a different shaped...
Yeah.
Ulna or something or what it is?
Maybe. Humerus, maybe.
I thought I seem to remember a science class or something that said you've actually... The male arm will go through in a straight line and yours...
I have never heard that, I could do some research on that. I might talk to some of my throwing physio friends.
Have you got someone does the baseball teams or something like that?
I do, actually. Mm. Yeah. But that would certainly, because you've got a big long sort of thing that's increasing the forces around the shoulder.
Annalise, thank you so much.
There you go.
We've
got a whole new business we can start.
If you can, if you can deal with it, go find a bag that's better than stuffing everything into your giant tote and you'll be all the happier for it. Annalise Bouvier is the creator of PhysioSize and an adjunct fellow at Macquarie University.
You're listening to Afternoons with James Valentine on ABC Radio Sydney.